The Stark County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding 16-year-old Jaden Littman. She was last seen Tuesday in the 11,000 block of El Dorado Circle in Lake Township. Littman is 5'7", about 165 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information should call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. An Alliance Police Sergeant has resigned from the department. Ethan Griffith submitted his resignation Tuesday before further disciplinary action could be taken. He had been on unpaid administrative leave following his July arrest on a charge of endangering children involving the 4-year-old son of his fiancée. Last month, he was given 1 year of probation, a 1-year license suspension, and a $715 fine in Austin Town for fleeing the scene of a crash in June. Griffith had been with the department since 2022. Two Canton police officers will be sentenced September 24th on felony charges in the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson. Bo Shonagy pleaded guilty in Stark County Common Police Court August 10th to dereliction of duty, while Camden Birch pleaded guilty to failure to report a crime. Both were originally indicted for reckless homicide. The pleas came as jury selection was beginning in their trial. The plea deal means the officers must resign from the department. A private jet made a landing at Akron Canton Airport Tuesday afternoon with its nose wheel in the retracted position. The plane circled the airport for several minutes before attempting the emergency landing. No one was hurt. Pilots landed the aircraft on its wing wheels around 1:30 with the nose scraping the runway. It then taxied off the runway. No other details were available. A fourth suspect is now facing a felony charge in connection with the Canton double homicide. 36-year-old Emily Ryder of Canton was arrested Monday and is accused of hiding wanted suspect Melissa Terrell of Canton by driving her around and not telling police. Ryder faces an obstructing justice charge and is due in Canton Municipal Court today. Terrell, Eric Lamar, and Daryl Washington of Canton also face charges in the August 9th deaths of Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager. They were found shot inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Alliance City Council rejected a proposal that would have dissolved a bargaining unit representing city department heads. The resolution failed 4-3 Monday after new council president Julie Jackmides broke a 3-3 tie. Council also approved a wage increase for a part-time certified residential electrical inspector and agreed to pay Parks Department retirement and severance costs from the general fund. Council approved buying a new pickup truck for the street department at a cost of $53,000. Canton Police Chief John Gabbard is addressing a video circulating on social media showing officers handcuffing a juvenile on a Highland Road Northeast porch. Gabbard says officers were searching for suspects connected to recent car thefts, including at least one juvenile. A canine team tracked the suspects to the 700 block of Highland, where officers stopped a juvenile on a porch who they say matched the description and placed him in handcuffs. Police say the juvenile was quickly determined not to be involved and was released. The primary suspect, 18-year-old Kenneth Moore Jr., was later found hiding behind a house across the street. Gabbard says the video clip is being shared and commented on without consideration of the facts available to the officers at the time. Louisville City Council learned Tuesday income tax revenues have declined. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
As of July 31st, the city has collected $4.2 million, compared with 2025 levels of $4,258,000, which is down 1.2%. Both withholding and individual quarterly payments show increases of 0.08% and 9.1% respectively, while corporate net profit shows a decline of 49.8% or $200,000 under the 2025 levels. Mayor's Court, meanwhile, shows $65,000 in revenue as of July 31st, compared with $38,700 in 2025.
Council also approved the final plan for 12.3 acres at Aspire in Orchard Park. A 2-month-old baby was ejected from a vehicle in a Tuesday morning crash on I-77 in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says the car left the northbound lanes, hit a fence and utility box, then overturned around 8:10. The infant was not properly secured in a car seat. The child was flown to a hospital. The driver and another passenger were taken by ambulance. The crash is under investigation. Residents near Camp James Garfield may hear loud explosions tomorrow. The Ohio Army National Guard will conduct grenade training at the Portage and Trumbull County facility. Officials say intermittent explosions and gunfire are expected through the annual training season, which typically runs through September. A man is dead after a house fire in East Liverpool early Tuesday. Firefighters were called to the 2000 block of Ohio Avenue around 2 and learned the occupant was still inside. The 2-story home collapsed during the blaze and an excavator was used to recover the victim. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. The victim's name has not been released. The West Branch School District is expecting expenses to outpace outpace revenue within the next 3 years. The five-year forecast accepted by the Board of Education Monday shows deficit spending beginning in 2029 and growing to about $2 million by 2031. Revenue is projected to rise slowly, while total expenses climb to nearly $25.9 million in 2031. Cash reserves are expected to fall from about $6.1 million in 2027 to roughly $2 million by 2031. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.